Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
All right. Thank you so much, Isaiah, as you do each and every morning, introducing this show. Hey, it's Baba Jahi, and you're listening to the We Work From Home Morning Show. That's right, the We Work From Home Morning Show here on Home Based Business 101, your drive time radio morning show full of tips, motivation, and ideas that can help you as you decide to work from home, whether it's part-time, full-time, spare time, or some of the time. Hey, you know, but we're here, you know, to be able to help assist you with that process. Also, hey, you know, we also provide coaching, and today is Monday, and that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about coaching, why, again, it's so important to have a coach to help you, and what you should expect in a coach and what you should look to get out of being coached. You know, one of the things that's important to me in terms of, you know, getting that information out to people is, you know, people come to me for coaching. You know, one of the things a lot of times often, you know, I thought people were coming just because, you know, they wanted to earn more money or, you know, be able to find some techniques that could improve their business. But what they really are looking for, and, you know, you can ask yourself the same question. They're really looking for a lifestyle change. More than the money, more than being become extra successful in their business, but a lifestyle change. Time freedom. Let me give you some examples, you know. To some people I've helped, you know, be able to increase their income, become successful, and you get to talking to them and say, wow, you know, hey, so glad we're able to hit that goal. And they're still miserable. You try to figure out why they're still miserable. Well, because they're not enjoying the lifestyle that they really want. They got that. They ended up getting the money. But, you know, I talked to one person, they hadn't been on vacation in 15 years. I said, wow, you've been on a vacation in 15 years. Wait a minute, you just made all of this money. I don't know how to take a break. Wow, you know, I envy you. You go here, you go there. You seem to have so much fun. You go play tennis when you want. You know, it's and see what happens when we get to this syndrome. It's that's a little saying that goes back on. We was, you know, children or whatever said, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. And then all play and no work also is something, you know, problem there too. I mean, but the key is the balance is what I'm getting at. So one of the things that you want to get out of being, you know, coach is how to have balance. And, you know, my favorite time of the year is, you know, is now being kicked off and saying my favorite time of the year is like, yeah, NFL football season. Why? Because there's a lot of Monday morning coaches who watch games and they should have did this or I would have called that play or the, you know, Monday morning, I call them Monday morning quarterbacks, you know. So we got all of these people that think, you know, it could have been done like this, it could have been done like that. You know, when I listen, you know, and I analyze a lot of things and, you know, and I watch and see how players respond to issues in terms of the game and what they got to do. And then, you know, a lot of eyes are on certain players who are attempting to make a comeback, especially, you know, two prominent names. Just looking to make a comeback, you know, that's Terrell Owens and Randy Moss, you know, and T.O. dropped the ball, you know, and I know people want to be talking about that. He had a ball in his hands, would have been a touchdown, he dropped it. Well, you know, it's going to take a little while for him to get back into game day playing back in the NFL. But, you know, overall, you know, I think if he maintains a positive attitude and if there's a new T.O., we'll see some. You know, a lot of people say he was a risk to take. You know, same with Randy Moss. You know, but we know that also that they're not just have the same speed and all of that they used to have. But the bottom line is, you know, a lot of eyes are going to be on them, and a lot of eyes are going to be on, you know, Peyton Manning. You know, it's people going to be talking about, you know, whether Peyton still has it or not, you know. Worried about, you know, if he gets hit, what's going to happen. So, you know, a lot of people are going to be doing their, I call it, you know, their Monday morning quarterback, you know, and discussions on jobs and, you know, around there and all of those different issues. What does it have to do with you and coaching? Well, see, the job, again, I said the coach is to help you find balance in your work so you can be successful, but balance so that you can enjoy life. You can't take anything with you when you leave here. You came here naked, you're going to leave naked. You know, they dress you up, you know, put clothes on you, you know, in terms of your funeral, you know, if you're buried or, you know, depending on some people, they get cremated. But basically the bottom line is when we leave this world, we leave the same way we came. We leave, you know, and there's nothing you can take with you. Whatever you have in this material side, you know, you're either going to leave to somebody, or if you're old, the state's going to take it and give it to, you know, they're going to take it and do what they want to do with it. So it's important to enjoy life while you're here. And yes, because we're living in a society where money matters, then we need to have a solution for how we're going to deal with, you know, the money matter situation, unless you're going to be a hermit and go live in the woods. Find a place where you can live off the land and do that. You know, just don't be a social creature. But, you know, I think in most people's case, I don't think too many people listening to this call are interested in becoming hermits. So you got to find that balance that you want between what you do to earn your dollars and how you enjoy life. And see, when we use terms like financial independence, that has different meanings to different people. Some people that means millions of dollars. Some people it means, hey, the ability to not have no money problems. That might mean financial independence for somebody. It could mean $20,000 a year with no money problems if they found a way to live off of that and be comfortable. You know, so you got to find, you know, what works for you. But you need to have a coach. Why? Because they will help you get in touch with that inner self. See, because the problem that we're faced with in life is the big lies that we've been told, and those lies, how those lies affect us, how those lies cause us to have problems. You say, what are the lies? You know, hey, there's a big lie that we're told, and marketers, they market towards that big lie that we've been told. When do we get that big lie, you know? We always told, look outside of yourself. See what everyone else is doing and do that. See? And you taught that at an early age, you know. What did you ask children? You know, that great little thing you always ask me. What do you want to be when you grow up? You know, it's based on what you see outside, you know, of you. I want to be a fireman. Oh, I want to be a policeman. You know, I remember when I was growing up. What do you want to be when you grow up? Oh, I want to be a Marine. You know, I ended up going in the Navy. I didn't go in the Marine Corps. But, you know, there was something, you know, that was like, you know, why? Where did it come from? Seeing commercials, watching television. You know, these things shape your mind, you know, and it's the same with products. Corporations market to, you know, the adolescent market, you know, and so they, you know, people, and the thing is that they market images of what's cool. And we think, you know, cool is wearing a certain kind of jeans, Levi's. Being cool is driving a certain kind of car. And being cool is this. Being cool is that. And it becomes our highest priority in life. We want to be cool. And so we learn to measure ourselves by external reference points, not internal reference points. See, Most of us have adopted the idea that cool is determined by how other people think about us. This is a big lie. That big lie is a slow-acting virus of the mind. Once you allow the virus in, it begins to replicate. Once entrenched, the big lie operates under the level of your awareness, influencing your decisions and leading you to act in ways that are contrary to your best interests. Left unchecked, the virus reprograms your thinking process. This is powerful, see here. In that, you know, we have to look inward to find out how did we get reprogrammed. See, we're naturally wired to make decisions by looking inward and using our feelings to guide us through life. We're wired to follow what feels true to our inner self. However, once embedded, the big lie overrides our natural operating system. And instead of looking inward to navigate through life, we now begin to look outside of ourselves and see what everyone else is doing and feel the pressure to follow the crowd. You know, remember back in the day, you know, was he talked about following the Joneses and the Temptations, one of my favorite groups of, you know, when I was a teenager. And they had a song, Don't let the Joneses get you down. Hey, Joneses got a new car today. Here's what you should say. Hooray for the Joneses. See, but, you know, again, see, the thing is this, with that outside looking outside, see, your neighbor got a new car. Hey, I got to get the car. He can't have to me. See, we worried about what they say, what they do. See, and so we had this thing of competing with the Joneses. Competing with the Joneses. See, and the big lie hijacks our thinking. And I'm sharing all of this with you, you know, because I want you to understand, again, the importance of having a coach. A coach helps you get through these things. It helps you really tap into your inner self, you know. And I'm just giving you some tips of the iceberg here. But, you know, if you want to get a coaching session, a complimentary 40-minute coaching session. And then from there, if you like the process, and you can sign up and be a client. Say, I'll give you a complimentary session. Then all you got to do is call 252-406-0774. That's 252-406-0774. And just ask for Bobby Jaggi and say, hey, I would like to know how I can go about getting a complimentary coaching session. You know, what's interesting is some of the clients that I have are lawyers. And they a lot of them are miserable. And you would think, wow, lawyers, you know, they're making good money. But they don't really want to be a lawyer. So why did you become a lawyer? I don't know. Wanted to do something after college. And I knew lawyers made a lot of money. None of them told me to say, hey, I was the first person in my family to go to college, and my mom's dream was that I'd become a lawyer. And so, you know, people, you know, they take on different things because the society says this is what you should be. And most of us would figure, wow, lawyer. You know, because when you go growing up, you know, you're taught that a lawyer and a doctor make a lot of money. So you say, you know, if you can do that, you can really succeed. You know, and it's sad, the pressures that are put on a child to fulfill it. I remember one of my friends growing up. He was, you know, he went to college. He got through college. He was in med school. He was flunking in med school. See, his mother had drove him to the point that when we was growing up, he was going to be different than the rest of us. He was going to become a doctor. You know, she was a nurse, and doctors make a lot of money. So she didn't want to become a doctor because he wanted to become a doctor. But he was in med school, you know, and he had flunked out. And he was going to join the Army. But he didn't know how to tell his mother he had flunked out of med school. So he committed suicide. And his mother had to come home to find him in his room. From shooting himself in the head because he didn't know how to face telling her that being a doctor is not what I want and I flunked out of med school. Mind. See, this is how that big lie can eat away at you. And I know that seems like, you know, wow, that's a drastic case, but it happens every day. people take their lives because they're trying to be something other than what they're not. And they don't know, and they have this outward and inward battle, and they don't know how to find peace with themselves and get through what they got to get through. The same with stress and other things. And again, a coach can help you get through these stressful moments and stressful decisions by teaching you how to relax and let go. So again, you know, if you'd like to sign up for a complimentary coaching session, make sure you give me a call at 252-406-0774. And, you know, hey, we'd be more than glad to help you with finding those inner feelings that can help you find that balance between your business life and your social life. Having fun. Life is supposed to be having fun, you know. And having fun and enjoying life and living an abundant life is your birthright. The truth is that the power to create an abundant life, everything you need to get, is already lies within you. And in this moment, no matter where you are, you're only 6 inches away from abundant life. That 6 inches is the space between your ears. That's right. It's called a brain. To access your innate power to create the best version of your life, you need only to shift your mindset. We did a powerful call last night, me and my wife did, on was guest on a new attitude call. And that's what we talked about, mindset. Shifting your mindset. You'll need to begin to follow a new set of rules in order to reach a better destination. If you've been struggling or find yourself feeling stuck and not knowing the way out, you know what? That's okay. Till now, it's likely that you've been conditioned to accept the big lie. But now you know better. Since you know better, you got to do better. See, and this abundant life is not something you can purchase. See, it's not dependent on your bank account, your job title, or none of that. On the contrary, it's unique, personal, and one-of-a-kind self-expression. And the power always lies in your hand. And we need to revise those three things that I told you about, and you should do this. Look within yourself, notice what feels best, and do that. See, and so we got to reprogram ourselves so we can get unprogrammed from looking outside of ourselves, following what everybody else do, and then doing that. We got to go to look within inside yourself, notice what feels best, and do that. And you can have a cool life, an abundant life, a great life. See, it's one-of-a-kind self-expression. That's what you want to do. Simple, right? Well, you know, the recipe is very, very simple. And becoming a master chef requires experience and practice. That's where a coach comes in. You know, as a coach, I can help give you the key principles that will allow you to take charge of your life and begin the process of creating a life that reflects your unique desires, gifts, and preferences. Again, we're Baba Jahi here on the We Work From Home Morning Show, and today we're talking about coaching and why it's important to have a coach, and how, you know, having a coach can help you find balance in life and help you get rid of the big lie. You know, the big lies, the lie that we've been told, you know, look outside of ourselves, see what others do, and do that. If you do that, you'll be successful. You know, go to school, get good grades, go get a good job. I still don't know what that is. But, you know, the thing is, this is why, you know, people are miserable. See, you got to dare to be different. You've got to dare to do something other than what the masses do, or you will have what the masses have. The masses of people are very unhappy. That's why you see road rage, people cursing each other out, because they're unhappy. because they have accepted the big lie, and the big lie is killing them. They've tried imitating other people. Always amazingly, these people want to do, you know, Michael Jackson impersonations. There'll never be another Michael. See, all of us are one of a kind amazing human beings. Go on and be who you are. You might learn some things, some techniques that you saw Michael use, and you can develop, you know, your own style. And you learn from others, just like I play tennis. And I mean, you know, during the days when I was coming up, you know, three of my favorite players was one, Arthur Ashe, Jimmy Connors, and John McEnroe. And, you know, I learned some things watching them play. And, you know, there's some different things that they could do, you know, and some gifts and talents that they had. But, you know, I never play like they play, but I play like I play. But from some things that I watched them do, I learned some techniques that helped me improve my game and put my stamp on my own tennis game. So, you know, it's the same here. Again, this is Bob Jaheen. This morning we're talking about coaching and why it's important and, you know, why you need to have a success coach. And, you know, hey, time is winding down here, and we're going to begin to wrap up today's show. And as we wrap up today's show, I want you to really take this coaching piece serious. And, you know, hey, you out there listening, make sure you give me a call, 252-406-0774, 252-406-0774. Sign up for a complimentary coaching session so we can help you find that balance, that harmony, that peace that you're looking for. Because, see, that's what it boils down to, balance, harmony, peace. It's not about just making a ton of money. You can make a ton of money and be miserable. Because some of the early millionaires made tremendous sums of money, but had ulcers, couldn't eat, couldn't enjoy food. You know, you don't want to be miserable in the process of accomplishing your success. You don't want to become miserable in the process of accomplishing your success. And ultimately, you definitely need to find someone that you can share and enjoy what you're doing with. That's why I always recommend, you know, marriage. Some people say marriage is not for everybody. Well, you know, I sort of disagree with that. You just got to find the right person so you can have a balanced blend. And, you know, I'm glad that, you know, God blessed me to find that right person back in 1986, and we've been together ever since. And so, you know, that helps a lot, because then you got somebody you can bounce things off of. You can share the good times together, and you can hold each other during the rough times. And with that said, hey, I'm going to wrap up today's show, and, you know, I'm looking for you to give me a call so you can get that complimentary coaching session. Give me a call so you can get that complimentary coaching session. Hey, this is Bob Jahi. You've been listening to the We Work From Home Morning Show. We'll be back on these airways again tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, God willing, and the creek don't rise. And we'll have some new tips for you tomorrow. Today's topic was coaching and why coaching is important. And I hope you got a lot out of it. We're going to close out with our theme song called It's My Time.
Enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.